Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Despite its many flaws, the NCAA is never going away. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. With everything now pointing toward renewed stability in college athletics, the local talk shows are still pontificating about the impending death of the NCAA. It will never happen, brothers and sisters, for the same reason we're in this mess to begin with. Money. Too much of it is being made to unseat the system. First of all, the Big Five conferences seceding from the NCAA means the end of college athletics as we know it, even though we all recognize it's really not amateur sports anymore and the players should somehow be compensated. Forming a new governing body of college sport is wrought with peril and bad publicity. It would mean the trickle-down economics that support the mid-major schools and Divisions II and III would end, and those schools would have to turn all of the sports they cannot afford to fund into club teams or intramurals. Even if football formed a super conference, it would still be within the NCAA, so the men's basketball tournament could continue being the cash cow that pays everyone else down the food chain, at least enough to keep playing on the varsity level. Also, breaking away from the tax-exempt nonprofit status of the NCAA invites the government to get involved like it already has with the BCS. That means the athletes are paid employees who need workmen's compensation insurance, and taxes would have to be paid on every revenue stream. I am sure the millionaire power coaches will let their ADs and presidents vote for that. A recent survey showed that in 41 of the 50 states, the highest paid public employee is a college coach. I'm certain Nick Saban, Mac Brown, and Mike Krzyzewski would relish going from running their schools to working for some real CEO who could fire them for any old reason. Hey, Mac, you lost 5 games last season. Hit the road. Breaking away completely makes less sense than reforming the NCAA, which, believe me, needs serious reform. Figure out how to pay the players, even if it's deferred, give them a 5-year academic scholarship they can use whenever they want, and continue calling college sports amateur sports. There is too much money at stake to ever risk trying it any other way. This is Archansky. See ya.